Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to take because I am a thief. Of every good.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lifeline broadcast. To God be the glory. I am Apostle Shirley Jones, the senior pastor of Rehoboth Family Life Center and the host of this broadcast. Thank you for joining me tonight, and we're just going to go ahead and get started tonight. As always, I like to honor and to acknowledge that I'm so glad to be a part of this network, When Christians Speak Talk Radio Show. This network is doing the work of kingdom building throughout the world, and we are in a time where the gospel must be preached to give hope and encouragement. I pray that the work of this network goes even further in kingdom building. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Well, I'd like to also, to extend an invitation to you guys to join us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Rehoboth Family Life Center worship service in person or via Facebook Live. Also, invite your family and friends to join with you. You know, this is such an awesome time to evangelize and to share the good news of the gospel. Also, you can join us for our Bible study, which is held on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time via Zoom audio. And you can go to our church Facebook page to get the information and how to connect, and also the address for our church. So you're welcome to come and hang out with us. God is just doing great things. He's blessing us. He's correcting us. He's instructing us, and we're just having a good time in the Lord. So I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into the message for tonight. So, Father God, we just bless you, God. God, and we honor you, Lord God. And we give you praise, and we give you thanksgiving, God, and we give you glory. God, we thank you for your present help in the time of need. God, we thank you for all provisions. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. God, we thank you for saving us and watching over us and keeping us and just being everything that we need. So I pray tonight, God, that you would bless these who have gathered for the broadcast. I pray that, God, that you would give them a listening ear. I pray that, God, that if there's any among us that Father God, that need a touch from you, that, Father God, I pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that sickness must flee. I pray that healing be their portion. I pray tonight that someone would be encouraged to know that everything gonna be all right. So, God, we bless you. We honor you. And, Father, I just give myself over to you. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And God, I will say that it was you, because it's always you, that you keep me and you instruct me and you love me. And for that, my Lord, I am so grateful, so grateful, so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. So we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God tonight. The title of my message tonight is A Made-Up Mind, A Made-Up Mind. But I want to just say something before I actually get into the teaching. And I've come on the broadcast before just to encourage us. You know, this is a time that let me just say it like this, that please, I'm asking you guys to please pay attention, use caution, and let us seek God for our comings and our goings. Know that the virus and the variances, they're real. They're real. There are a lot of theories swirling around along with misinformation. Excuse me. But I say to you tonight to seek God for the truth of the matter. Please, please do that. People are still being with the virus. People are still dying. And it's so important that we should not just throw caution to the wind, but we should stay masked up, whether you're vaccinated or not, and follow the science and the truth of the matter. But seek God out. Where do you go? Are you supposed to be going to that group? Are you supposed to be going to that event? What are you supposed to be doing during this time that we want to be able to protect ourselves, our family, and our friends? So please, please pay attention. Live with a cautious mind, not fearful, but use wisdom in everything that you do and everywhere that you go. So let's jump into the word tonight. Excuse me. Let's jump into the word tonight. A made-up mind, a made-up mind. And I have been talking about this at the church for probably the last 2 to 3 weeks. And one of the things that God wants us to know, that as we press into him, he has all authority. And as we look to him, that we're able to be launched and further launched into what we have been created to do and to be, that we can be healed from the things that have held us back, and we're able now to be set free to soar. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That as we press into him, hear me now. This is the word of the Lord. He says that as we press into him, as we stay focused on him, as we listen for his instruction, as we listen for what he would have us to do, that things will begin to open up for us, things will begin to drop off of us, and that we'll be able to be pressed into what we have been created for, and destiny and purpose, and for his good pleasure. Oh, hallelujah. That what's ever holding us back, that we'll be able to be set free, that we can soar. That we can soar. And you know, when you think about soaring, soaring means that you're put into an elevated state. You're above certain things and certain situations, and we're called to soar. We're called to be the best that God has called us to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a made up mind. Come on, think about this. A made up mind. One of the first principles of having a made up mind is that we have to choose, y'all. We have to choose. We have to choose to press into and stay before God. We have to choose to stay there and not jump ship. Because a lot of times we make these choices and we stay and we jump off. We stay and we jump off. We stay and we jump off for various reasons, various reasons. Sometimes we get tired because things don't happen as fast as we would like. They don't look the way we would like for them to look. There are so many reasons we think about, well, I really can't do this that God seems like he's asking me to do. What are people going to think about me? And what am I going to think about me? And the list goes on. But we have to choose to follow God. We have to make a conscious decision. Because one thing about God is not a dictator. God is not going to make you do anything. What he will do is he will show you that he the best thing going. Because he don't have to really have a campaign about who he is, because he knows that if you ever had a real relationship with him, then you say, you know what, I never want to be left to my own accord. I don't want to go back to those things that I used to do. Because being with God is the best thing that I could have ever made, the best choice that I could ever make. But we have to choose. He is not a dictator, and he wants us to choose him lovingly, and he wants us to stay before him. Prime example, go read 1 Samuel chapter 8, and I'm going to be reading some scripture tonight, and that's 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 5 to 22. And it says, unto him, and this is when Samuel was getting old, and the people came to Samuel, and they said, you know, we want a king, we want a king, we want a king, we don't want another prophet, we want a king. And this is what the word says, and he said unto him, behold, thou art old, and this is what they said to Samuel, and thy sons walk not in thy ways, now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give this to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and their goodly young men and your asses and put them to work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you shall have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may also be like all the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. Oh, glory. Right here, God said, okay, I've told you what's going to happen. I've told you that if you have a king, this is the kind of king that it's going to be. But the people, they were more interested in having a king because they wanted to look like the nations that were around them. And Samuel told this to the Lord, and he said, but they haven't rejected you, Samuel. They have rejected me. We have got to understand that we cannot and will not become the best of us and soar outside of choosing to press in and stay before God. Nothing, hear me now, nothing else will suffice. Come on, we have history that nothing will suffice. Just think about, when I think about my life, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and we were talking about, you know, when you think about, we were talking about our lives and how, you know, all the mistakes that we made and all the bad choices and decisions that we made, but God still kept us. Even we weren't serving him, he kept us for a time such as this. So we got history. We know that in this flesh dwells no good thing. And if we depend on ourselves, we are never going to be the best that God has called us to be. We got history in that thing, that nothing is going to suffice beyond God. God's word tells us it will not. Other folks around us shows us that it won't. And I ask the question, but why is it? Why is it that we have to lose, excuse me, that we have to lose, experience something unpleasant, become sick and tired of being sick and tired, even several times before we choose to press and stay there? Again, come on, again, he is calling and telling us to press into him and stay there, that healing will take place and we can soar. We can become whole, and we can walk in peace. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but if you've ever been in a position where you just had no peace, that is not a good place to be. But God is telling us tonight that if you just stay, choose to stay with me, choose to stay focused before me, then you will be able to walk in peace. You will be able to walk whole, and you'll be able to soar and be the best that I called you to be. Joshua 24:13-15, and it says, and I have given you, and I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you build not, and ye dwelled in them. Of the vineyards and the olive yards which you planted not do you eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But Joshua said, but as for me, oh hallelujah, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And see, this is where we all have to get to that place that we're saying, you know, but for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Nothing else is going to suffice. I do not care how much money we have. I don't care who we know. I don't care where we live. I don't care where we work. I don't care who we hang out with. Nothing is going to suffice us like God. Nothing. We're talking about the God who knows everything, who is everything, who has everything. Nothing is going to suffice us like him. Now, one of the other things that the Lord spoke to me about, he said, ask them, what are their motivating factors that they use to make decisions? When you're having to make a decision, what are your motivating factors? Is it other people's input? Is it fear and doubt? Is it I believe God? Is it based on money? He said, we have to begin to look at the reasoning behind our decisions, and do they line up with the principles and promises of God? Oh, hallelujah, because when we make decisions, it's always based on something. But we have to begin to look at what is our motivating factors that we use to choose or to make decisions. Is it following God? Is it following man? Is it following money? Because nothing, again, is going to suffice until we know that it's God. Also, he began to say, he says, know that your choosing is going to be challenged. Anybody know about that? That the minute you say you're going to start reading the Bible in the evening, you open the Bible, and 10 minutes in, you have fell asleep. You're supposed to get up in the morning to pray. And the first morning, you know, you get up at 5 o'clock, and you're meeting God. Day 3, you can't even wake up. You fall asleep. Because why? The flesh does not want to do the things of God. Anytime we choose to follow God, there is going to be challenge. But we have to stay true to our choices and our decision, no matter what comes. Know this, that the enemy is going to stay on his game, and you got to stay before God, letting you know that whatever the enemy brings, and sometimes the enemy is not outside of us. Hear me now. The enemy could be inside of us, our own doubts, our own fears. But we've got to know that we're going to choose God, and we're going to stay there even with the challenges, that we can come before him and know that I'm choosing this situation because this is what the word says. We got to be able to choose based on knowing that the best is in him. You know, and you're going to be challenged. And over in 1 Kings chapter 13, yeah, this is it, chapter 13. This is where a prophet, and he got before the king. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thy house, I will not go with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thy cameth. So he went another way, and he returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Hear me now. Remember I said that whenever God speaks to you, there's going to be a challenge. to try to get you off your game, to try to get you to do something contrary to God. Now here, he told the prophet, he said, don't drink nothing, don't eat nothing, don't go to nobody's house, and he says, and don't even go the same way that you came. Now he begins, he told the king this, but then when you go a little further in that chapter, chapter 15, it says, and then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. Now this is another prophet that's talking to him. Now check this out. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and he did eat bread in his house, and he drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and has not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but cameth back and has eaten bread and drank water in the place of the Lord, which the Lord said to thee, eat no bread, drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the scepter of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drank, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. What did I just say? I said that whenever you make a decision and you're hearing God, and God's giving you a word, and God's giving you a commandment, and God's giving you instructions, there is going to be a challenge for you to disobey God, to disobey the commands of God. Now, here was, one was a prophet, but one was an old prophet. And see, if you don't pray for nothing else during this season, pray for the spirit of discernment to be upon your life. Lord, show me the truth of the matter. That's why I said nothing or nobody is going to suffice you like God. See, he got thrown off because he took the word of the old prophet. Not that he took the word of God, but he figured that he was an old prophet and maybe he missed it. But he didn't miss it. No, this was a trick of the enemy. And he lost his life because he disobeyed God and he listened to the prophet, the old prophet. You've got to be very careful of who you are getting your instructions through during this time, this season. I don't care what title they have. I don't care how long they've been around. I don't care who they are. I don't care. Because people will tell you that, you know, they may share something with me, and I say, but you know what? I got to pray about that. I got to pray about that. Because I feel like if God changed his instructions, then God would have told me to. If I'm seeking him out and he told me the first instructions, and if he changed it, he will tell me the second instructions. This man lost his life because he listened to the old prophet. The enemy will use anybody. Hear me now. He will use anybody. That's why I continually say that nothing and nobody is going to suffice you like God. When God speaks to you, you have to be obedient. You have to have a made-up mind that I don't care who says what, I don't care who goes where, but I am going to do it the way that God has instructed me to do it. If it does not line up with his word, if it does not line up with his instructions to me, then I can't do it. Why would God give him instructions and then this prophet, this false prophet, comes and tells him the opposite of what God said? We have to be very careful that we're able to hear God and don't follow voices or don't follow people just because they have titles or just because it seems like they know more than you. But if you have the Spirit of God in you, you let him instruct you in what to do. Also, he said to me, he says, when we choose him, that he will give us a road of escape if need be. He will strengthen us so that we can do whatever he's asked us to do because he loves us and he truly wants the best for us. He said, come on, press in. Press in. There is so much more. And as he told me this a couple weeks ago when I shared this with the church, and I'm going to speak that over your lives tonight as well. He told me that there are even pockets of surprises for you. Oh, when I heard that, I was like, whoa, okay, God, thank you. He said there are pockets of surprises. But let me say this, that those pockets of surprises are only on the road of obedience. When God instructs you to do something and God tells you to go this way, if God tells you to go there, that the pockets of surprises have been laced on the road of obedience. Now, you're not going to get the pockets of surprises over there, that you jumped ship, that you're not where God told you to go. It's only on the road where God told you to be. It's only in the places where God has told you to be that there are pockets of surprises. Not just a pocket of surprises, but pockets of surprises. God has things for us as we press into him and as we stay focused. He says, it's nothing like choosing to follow him. Absolutely nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be rejoicing on that one right there, that I am going to follow God. I am going to have a made-up mind. I'm going to choose him, and I am not going to move. I'm not going to waver, and when I get antsy, I'm going to get before him, and I'm going to pray that he would strengthen me and give me everything that I need. Now, this is something I want you guys to do this week. I want you to start paying attention to your motivating factors in your choosing. Think about this. I want you to be more mindful of when you're making a decision, what are you making your decision based on? What is your motivating factors that you're using in your choosing? Let your choosing only be God's way and his principles. You are called to soar, y'all, to be whole and to be in peace in Jesus' name. And you'll find that as you're paying attention and you're praying, that God will begin to show you those areas in your life where you're making decisions based on something that's contrary to him. And that's what we want. We don't want to do it on our own. We want God to show us, God, where am I missing it at? Because I want to be able to be in peace. I want to be whole, and I want to be able to soar, and I want to be in peace. So let's pay attention this week. What are your motivating factors and how you make decisions? Some of us, and let me say this, that's in my spirit right there. Some of us are listening to too many people. Too many people are speaking into your life. Now, if you have an ear to hear God, God can talk to you too. Don't listen to everything that comes across your ear gate. It's like some people are listening to too many people. And they're, what are their motivating factors? How are they choosing to even tell you what they're telling you? What is it based on? Is it based on God? Is it based on the leading of the Holy Spirit, or is it based on their opinion? We have got to get to a place that we're not listening to so many people, because what will happen is that we'll be pink today for Gloria. Tomorrow, Paul said we should be yellow, and somebody else the next day we should be brown, and we will become so confused that it'll be a total mess. We have got to be able to hear God. God will send who he needs to send, but you got to know that it's God sending that person to you. Don't be trying to seek out a bunch of people to find out what they think. What do you think? What do you think? But no, God, what are you saying? I don't want to know what you think. I want to know what God is saying. Is it in agreement to what God is saying? That we've got to get to that place. So pay attention this week. What are your motivating factors in how you choose? Okay. Once we choose, how do we stay there? How do we stay there? Because remember I said we choose and then we jump ship. We choose and we jump ship. He said that, how do we stay there once we choose? Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, it says, think on these things. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. So when I'm choosing, after I choose, how do I stay focused? How do I stay pressed in? How do I stay before him? That I've got to be able to make sure that I have a prayer life, number one, that we've got to be able to pray. But we can't worry. We can't be worried. Now, worry is going to show up. Fear and doubt is going to show up. But when it shows up, we've got to get in our prayer closet, and we got to get before God. It says, be careful. In other words, don't worry. Don't be fearful for nothing. But put it in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and God will keep us in perfect peace. So how do I stay? After I choose, I got to stay in prayer. I got to stay before him. I've got to be in commune with him. I got to think on those things that are pure. Think on those things that are lovely. And those are the things that are going to keep me, and I can stay focused, and I can stay pressed into him. Also, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We've got to get to a place, y'all, that we're speaking life to ourselves. We're speaking life to ourselves. We got to rehearse the promises of God directly that he's given to us and in his word. And do not engage in negative conversations. Hear me now. Hear me now. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We have got to be very careful of what we're speaking out of our own mouth, because sometimes we're speaking damnation and curses to our own self. But regardless of what's in your hand, I'm blessed. I may not have a dime in my pocket. I may have no money in the bank, but I belong to God. I belong to him, and he said he would never leave me or he would never forsake me. So I've got to begin to speak. I remember when I was in a really hard place and didn't have this and we didn't have that, but I began to walk through that house, and I began to declare, but God, this is not what your words say. God, you said that you were going to take care of us, that you will provide for us, so that's where I'm going to stand, and I'm going to believe that this don't look like what you said, and your word speaks, so I'm going to just worship you in spirit and in truth. And I know people are looking at me like, you know, do you realize that this happened and that happened? Yeah, I do. But you be over there singing and stuff. Yeah, I be, because see, I had to feed my spirit. I could not get attached to what it looked like. But when it looked crazy, I would go through the house. Hallelujah. God, I bless you. God, I honor you. God, I adore you, God. God, I thank you for my blessings, God. I thank you for the open doors, God. I thank you for provisions, God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you that this is just a temporary situation, God. It ain't always going to look like this. So you got to speak those things to be not as if they are. Stop having negative conversations with folks. When folks call you and you get a negative and they got a negative, well, guess what you got? All you got now, you got is a double negative. But sometimes you got to begin to encourage that person. And then begin, before you know it, both of y'all are encouraging each other. Come on now. How do we stay pressed after we choose? We have to speak words of life. Get into the word of God. What does the word say? What, look up the promises. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. He said that he will provide for us. He will give us what we need. You got to begin to speak, God, what you said. God, your word says. Your promises are yea and amen. And God, if you say you're going to do it, then God, you're going to bring it to pass. Come on now. Come on. Begin to walk through the house and charge the atmosphere. Everything that's negative, everything that's doubtful, everything that's fearful, it's got to go. Because why? I have chosen to stay pressed before God, and me acting like this is not pressed into God. And all this is going to do is going to make me fearful, doubtful, and depressed. But what I can do is I can begin to worship. I can begin to praise him. I can begin to give him the glory. I can. Is that easy? No, it's not. But I have learned that even when I'm going through, and I may, and I know I got to get before him, and I say, but God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. And by the third or fourth, I thank you, one arm goes up. But God, I thank you. By the fifth one, but God, I thank you. By the time I get to the sixth, I thank you. Then I'm like bowing over, but God, I bless you. God, I honor you. God, I adore you, God. God, I don't see my way out, but God, I trust you that, God, you're going to bring me out. Oh, you're going to bring me out, God. You're going to bring me out to the other side. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I would laugh afterwards because I'd be cooking it. By that time, I turn the flame off and the kids be like, oh, God, we're not going to eat for another half an hour. That she bent over, you know, she crying. We're not going to eat right now. And it was true because then, you know, I had to get that thing up off of me. It's like, no, I am not a victim, but I am a victor. Yes, I got victory in this thing regardless of what it looks like. So we have to begin to know that there's death and life in the power of the tongue. Speak life to yourself. Speak it regardless of what your situation looks like, regardless of what the naysayers are saying. But you say, but my God is faithful. My God is able, and he going to bring me through. Yeah, it look crazy now. I don't know how this going to work, but one thing I do know, I got history with you, God. And if you did it then, you could do it now, and you can do it now, and you can do it now. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. We've got to get to a place where we're guarding our thoughts and our heart. We can't sit around thinking about, oh, woe is me, or how bad this is, and this and that, and have a list of everything that's negative. But no, on your list, let that list be. When did I put that list up? 2018, maybe? I got a list on my wall that says, that my God is. I got about 20, 30, 40. My God is a provider. My God is a keeper. My God is a way maker. My God is the author and the finisher of my faith. My God is a healer. My God is a deliverer. My God is my friend. I had that posted on my wall. I had that on my wall since 2018. So when I wake up in the morning, it's on my wall, and I see that. So when I'm walking through my room, and it may be one of those days where, you know, we all have some of them days, you'd be like, I don't know. But then I look, and I say, but my God is. My God is. You got to remind yourself. It says that we got to guard our thoughts. When those negative thoughts come, and know this, that every negative thought that comes is not always your thought. You know, the enemy plays with our head. He will begin to play tapes on your life. And the stuff he be playing, it be real stuff. But it ain't bigger than the God that we serve. And that's why over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have to remember that the thoughts is the place where the enemy works. He will show you, he will do a rewind. He will show you all the stuff that's wrong, all the stuff that you done did, all the stuff that don't look like it's going to come to pass. But the Bible says that we got to cast that stuff down, that anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. No. Yeah, I may not have this, but I got God. No, I don't know how we gonna make it, but I got God. And yeah, I don't know where we gonna go from here, but I got God. I have Christ. He saved me. He delivered me. He kept me even in my mess. He kept me. What more will he do for me now? Come on, y'all. Come on. Cast that thing down. Don't sit there and have conversations with the enemy. And that's what we do. He brings thoughts. And the minute you start saying, you know, that's about right. Wow, this ain't going to happen. Right there, we have given place to the enemy. No, no. I walk through the house days. I go, nope, not today. I'm not having, no, the blood of Jesus, nope. I'm not having that thought today, and I'm not engaging in no conversation with the enemy. I have nothing for him except the word. Isn't that what Jesus did when he was tempted by the enemy? He said, but it is written. All he did was gave him back the word. He didn't engage in no conversation. He ain't try to say nothing fancy and cute. He just said, it is written, and he gave him back the word. That's what we've got to do. Casting down. Don't listen to the woes and the weeds of the enemy or even your own thoughts, but begin to sing hymns to yourself. Begin to worship him in spirit and in truth. I don't know how this is going to work out, but God, I trust you. God, I don't know, God. I really don't know, God. It don't look like, but God, I trust you. And as we begin to talk to him and begin to give ourselves over to him, he'll show us what we need to do. Oh, glory to God. We have to make a mind, a made-up mind. And what's interesting about a made-up mind, you can have a made-up mind and be all wrong. And excuse me. And we can have a made-up mind and it be all wrong. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Remember Haman. Haman and Mordecai. Remember when Haman in the book of Esther, when Haman, he had this thing against Mordecai because Mordecai was not giving him his props like he thought. And, you know, he talked to his friends and his wife, and they said, you know, they started talking to him and geeking him all up. And he went and he built a gallows because he was going to talk to the king and have Mordecai hung. And what happened to him? That the same gallows that he had erected for Mordecai, he was hung on it along with his 10 sons. What seems right? He had a made-up mind that he was doing the right thing, but it wasn't according to the principles of God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Get out of our heads. We got to get out of our heads trying to understand what God is saying. What is God saying? He will give it to you in your spirit. That's where he gives it to us, in our spirit, so that we will know. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust the Lord with all thy heart. Come on. Don't let a made-up mind be the wrong made-up mind, but let the mind that we make up, let it be according to the principles of God. And then we have to remember, y'all, we have the mind of Christ. That's what the word say. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So if we are listening to him, then we can move according to what he says that we should do. The mind of Christ. What did he do? John 8:28 says, then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. We have the mind of Christ. He's given us how we should be living. He did nothing in himself. He didn't lean to his own understanding, but he would go to the Father and get instructions of what he needed to do. When he fed the multitude of folks, remember there was 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, and he told the disciples to sit the folks down first, and he told them to sit them down, and we're going to feed them. But he could tell them to do that because he had the confidence that once he prayed, that God was going to bless him. It was going to bless him. And when he looked to heaven, he blessed the food. And the food became more enough with 12 baskets of leftovers. He's given us examples. We have the mind of Christ. He prayed. He separated himself at times to pray. So if we have the mind of Christ, we've got to separate ourselves sometimes from family and friends and find a quiet place to pray and seek God out, that we got to get before him and find out what he would have us to do and know that he will strengthen us. Because remember when Jesus was in the garden and he prayed 3 times and he said, but if this cup could pass, he said, but then nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He stayed there until he was strengthened. And that's what we have to do. We know when we are in a place where we're not on our say your A game. You know when you're like, oh, I'm a little shaky today. I better get before God. And that's what Jesus did. He got before God and he prayed. We have the mind of Christ, so we should be exemplifying the same behavior and the patterns that he did. And then, how do we stay there? We got to know who we are. We got to know whose we are. And we have to know what we've been given. Yes, we do. We have to know this. We've been given the Spirit of God. Remember, when Jesus said, he says, expedient that I go away, and I will send you the Comforter, and the Comforter will lead you into all truth. So if he's saying he will lead you in all truth, that means that there's got to be some untruth out here. But he said, but when the Spirit of truth comes, it will lead and guide you. So if you are born again, if you have received the Holy Spirit, then he's your guide. He's your God. He will lead you and he will guide you and he will tell you the truth of the matter. We have God's word and his promises. That's why it's so important in that we get into the word. How do you know what you have if you don't get into the word? How can you operate and call on the promises if you don't know what the promises are? That we've got to get into God's word. He says the word was written aforetime for our learning, that through the scriptures we may have hope. Oh, glory to God. If we get into the word, there's nothing that we go through that's not in the word that will tell us what we need to do and the promises as well. We got to know who we are, y'all. Romans 8, 16 to 17 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. We are the children of the Most High. Come on now. We are heirs to the throne of grace. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. People looking at you, it's like they see you, but they don't see what's in you. They don't see who got you. But you got to know that. You got to know that. That's how you stay pressed. I'm not moved by circumstances. Yes, I am a body of flesh, and my flesh feels it. And, yeah, there are days when I'll be like, what? This don't make no sense. And there are days when something may happen, and I'm disappointed or I'm sad or I'm hurt. But I know that that's my flesh feeling that. But I know that I belong to God, and I know that even though that situation did not look or work out like I thought it might have, but now it's turned another way, but then I got to get before God because I know that even in this, all things work together for the good, and it might not have worked, but it's going to work for my good. Come on now. Come on now. We got to know who we are, that we belong to God, and regardless of the situation, regardless of what you're going through, even tonight, I'm speaking to somebody, that it may not have worked out the way you thought, but let me say this to you, that if that it didn't work out that way, it's because God's got something better, God's got something more, and when God moves, you will be thankful and you will be grateful that he didn't give you that because what he had over there. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You never lose with God. You never lose. There's nothing that you're supposed to have that you don't have, that you don't have. And if it doesn't work out the way you thought, then that's because, trust me, God has another plan. God has a plan that's better than the one that you thought it was going to be. Hallelujah. We got to know who we are, y'all. Come on now. He's saying that as we press into him, as we press into him and we stay focused, that we're going to have peace. And everything that's hindering us from soaring, see yourself soaring tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Above the circumstances, above the situation, that I'm soaring. I'm free. Oh, I'm free to be what God's called me to be. Because why? I'm standing in front of him. I'm standing with him. I am pressed into him. And he's allowing me to go through some things, to drop off the things that are hindrance to me, so that I can be all that he's called me to be. See yourself soaring. See yourself soaring, regardless of what it looked like. You are a child of the Most High. God has promised to keep you. God has promised that he is a deliverer, and God is going to see you through. Begin to speak words of life to yourself. I am coming out. We did an exercise on yesterday, on Sunday, and we were talking about a made-up mind, but letting the process be the process. And at the end of the service, he had me have them to take a step, because God was moving us to the next part of the process so that we can become what he's called us to be. So I had them take a step, and as they were taking a step, we declared, I'm becoming. I'm becoming. So hey, why don't y'all do that tonight? Why don't y'all just take a step in your home? Take a step. And I'm coming out of my situation. I'm going to move in the process. I'm going to let God move me. And I think I might teach that next month. Let the process be the process, because there is a process to your becoming. We don't want to wait. We want it to happen overnight, but it doesn't work like that, because you're going to miss something. But if you allow God even tonight to have you take a step on your road of progress, let the process, your road of process tonight, take a step, just take one step, and as you're taking that step in your home tonight, just say and declare, but I'm becoming, I'm becoming, I'm becoming, because you're choosing God, and if you're choosing God, you're going to become what he said you're going to be. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So I got a homework assignment for you guys tonight. I want you also, I think I gave an assignment halfway through the teaching, but tonight I want you also to spend time in prayer and ask God to show you the areas that keep you from continually staying pressed into him. He knows what they are. What is it? What caused you to jump ship? What is it? What is it? Is it somebody telling you whatever? It's your fears, your doubts, your insecurities? What is it? What is it that you can't stay focused and you can't stay connected to him? Ask him to show you. Because, again, nothing is going to suffice in every area of your life like God. Nothing, absolutely nothing or no one. You are called to soar. You are called to soar. See yourself. I'm called to soar. I'm called to be free. I'm called to rise up above circumstances and situation. And then I can tell somebody else about this God that I serve. But take that step on your road. Let the process be the process. Take a step and know that you're in the process of becoming, and you can declare tonight, but I'm becoming. I'm becoming, and I'm becoming, and I'm choosing God. I'm staying here. I'm not moving off of this place, and God's going to show me those areas that hinder me so that I can be free and I can be all that he's called me to be. So, Father God, we just bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah, Lord God. We bless you, God, and we honor you tonight, God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, oh God, and your tender mercies, God, and you're coming to tell us tonight that, Father God, that you love us and that you have the best for us and that nothing can suffice like you, and you want us to have all of you. You want us, God, to stay connected, to stay pressed into you, that, God, that we can be all that we're called to be before the beginning of time. So, God, we thank you tonight that our sufficiency is in you and that regardless of what our situations look like, that, God, that you're bigger than that. You're bigger than that. You're bigger than them, and you're bigger than that. And God, that you're bigger than anything that we ever go through and that you'll bring us through. So I pray tonight, God, that hearts and minds will be encouraged, that, Father God, that they will know and we will know that we're becoming all that you called us to be. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, also, if you're on the broadcast with me tonight and you have never asked Jesus Christ to be your priority, remember I said nothing is going to suffice. Nothing is going to suffice outside of God. And if you never asked him just to take your life and show you how to live and how to be, then I ask that you would just repeat this after me tonight, that I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I ask for forgiveness. But tonight, I choose you, God. I choose to believe that Jesus died for me. I chose that tonight. And I want to be able to live my life differently, and I want to be able to walk and do it the way you say that I should. And so I ask you tonight that you would take me and show me that I can be. I don't understand it all, even maybe, but if you show me, I know everything going to be all right. So I thank you, I bless you, and thank you, and thank you. So if you're on the broadcast with me and you prayed that with me tonight, I celebrate you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just ask that you would send me an email. You can send me an email to Apostle S. Jones at Rehoboth flc.org, or you can go to our website or our Facebook page and get some information and just contact me. And there's some information I'd like to send you to help you with your new journey and help you on your road to being able to soar and to be what God has called you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just give God praise and we give God honor tonight. I pray that you have been blessed. I pray, don't forget, you guys, you got homework assignment. Get before God this week and find out what are those things, those areas that could chilly keep you from staying pressed in. Because we're going to get pressed in, y'all. We're going to become what he called us to be. We're going to stay connected. We're going to stay focused. And then we're going to soar and be what he's called us to be. We're going to be whole and we're going to be in peace. And we're going to be what God's called us to be. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So thank you guys for being with me tonight on the broadcast. Join me again next month. Get the word out that this is where we be on the first Monday of every month. And I bless God for you. Don't forget, you can hang out with us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, either Facebook Live, or you can join us at the church. All that information is on our Facebook page for the address and everything else that you will need Tuesday night, audio, Zoom, everything. Hang out with us. Come hang out with us. And we would love to have you. So God bless you. I pray that you be blessed tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening and begin to just to see yourself soaring during the week. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed week. Love you guys. Be blessed.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.